Started in a terror raid, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman Shlita.
Straight in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Pinchas, Pinchas ben Eluza, ben Anna Koyen, Heshivis Chamusi, Meal b'nei Yisul b'kano yiskenusi b'soicham. So most people like to translate this pusik that Pinchas ben Eluza heishivis chamusi removed, took away my anger. Of a Freig Mazaida, the Chalt Kivarebbe, as we all know, the translation of the word heishiv doesn't mean to remove. To remove, you say heisir. Heisir es chamusi would mean to remove. Heishiv means just the opposite, to bring back. The Rabboin Shloilem brought back my anger. If we look in Rashi, Rashi says, Bekanoi es kenusi, benokmoi es nikmusi. When Pinchas took vengeance, which I wanted to do, but Kotsoi es haketzef shahoyo li likzoif. The anger which Pinchas had, said the Rabboin Shloilem, that was the anger shahoyo li likzoif. So we see clearly from Rashi, Rashi is explaining, heishiv es chamusi means to bring back. The Rabboin Shloilem should have been angry, but the Rabbi Shem did not become angry because Pinchas was heishiv es chamusi. He brought back the anger which the Rabbi Nishloilam should have been angry. So Freig, the child of Rebbe Lechoyre, we need to understand, was it not enough already that 24,000 Yidden had already died in this Magefa? And we find also in last week's Pasha that the Rabbi Yishlam said, Hirgi ishes uchiv hanitz mudim lebal pa'oye, that every person who bowed down to Baal pa'oye has to be killed. And Rashi tells us that the Dayuna Yisrael killed, each dying killed at least two people. And Rashi quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, there were 88,000 Dayunim, and each dying killed two people, is so therefore 2 times 88 is 176,000 people were killed who bowed down to Baal Pa'oi. That's in addition to 24,000 people who died in the Magefa. A total of 200,000 people. One doesn't chap how many people died here in this story. 200,000 people, 176,000 who bowed down to Baal Pa'oya, and 24,000 who died in the Magefa. And comes along now the Rabbi Yishlam, and the Rabbi Yishlam says, really, I should have been angry, but Pinchas was moitzimi because of the anger and the kanus of Pinchas. He was moitzimi bekano yes kinusi beketzef shahoyo li liksoif. What additional anger are we speaking about here? Was it not enough 200,000 people, and we wanted to add on even more? What in addition was there supposed to be some type of additional anger which the Rabboin Shloilem didn't become angry? So Zug the Chalt Kivarebbe, a gewaltige Yesod as follows. We find in Parshas Aroyas, in Parshas Kedoshim, it's written a pusik, Ve'ish ki yikach es achoysoi, somebody who is mazana with his sister. Chesed he, it is a chesed. And Rashi already explains the literal meaning here. The word chesed sometimes can be translated, says Rashi, as cherpo. It's something which not only is it wrong, it's a cherpo. It's something which is disgusting, something which is an abomination. It's a cherpo, it's an embarrassment. Not only is this person being mezana, he's being mezana with his sister. However, the question still remains, why did the Torah choose to use this word chesed which is not the normal translation of the word chesed. Chesed, we always know what the word chesed means, to do chesed. Why here does the Torah use this word chesed to describe the action of somebody who is mezana with his sister? So Tzolk'ev quotes in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, in a wichtige yesod as follows. We know Avraham Avinu, his middah was middas hachesed. There are different middas how people behave in the world. Avraham Avinu, he had an abundance of ahava. His middah was chesed, gemilas chasudim. Everybody who came into his house, he tried to look after them, feed them, give them whatever they need. Even if there were avim, which he thought, sova shemishtachvim la'avak shebaragleyim, even these type of people, he welcomed them in, made them a beautiful cedar, ran himself. This was somebody who was overflowing with chesed, overflowing with a hava for other people. The Rabbi Yishom calls Avraham Avinu, Avraham Oy Havi, because that was the middah of Avraham Avinu, an abundance of a hava. However, we know Avraham Avinu came from Terach. Avraham Avinu had to be metaheh his whole shoirish. Avraham Avinu was the first one. Avraham Avinu had two children, Yitzchok Avinu and Yishmuel. Yishmuel, we know, Chazal tell us that Asura Karbim Znis Yod L'Oilam, Tisha Notla Arviim. The Arviim, the Einiklach of Yishmuel, they are the ones who are mezana. They took 90% of this middah of Znis. Why? Zuk the Baal Shem Tov as follows. Because in every middah, you have the middah on the Tzad HaKedisha, and you have the opposite end, the middah on the Tzad HaTimah. Avraham Avinu, he was the Makor HaChesed. What came out from Avraham Avinu was a Yishmuel. Yishmuel, the impurities which he'd received from Terach were channeled out to Yishmuel. So Yishmuel received the Midas of Ahava mitzad the Timur. And that resulted in Yishmuel being a Pere Odom. Translates the Rebbe into some Tatar Shuiz, one translates Pere Odom, a wild fellow. So the Rebbe, Pere Odom is from Lushem Piria the Rivia, that Yishmuel was somebody who was shutef bezima, because he channeled out the bad elements of Ahava, the ribi of Ahava, which when Avraham Avinu came out in Yishmuel. We know Yitzchok Avinu, his middah was Gevira. Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok is referred to Pachad Yitzchok. That was his middah. Yitzchok Avinu also had two children, Yaakov Avinu and Esav Harusha. Esav's Harusha middah is Ritzicha al Charb Chotichya. Why? Because again, Esav Harusha, the impurities which were still inside Yitzchok Avinu from Terach channeled themselves out and came out through Esav Harusha, and which resulted in this middah of Ritzicha. So Yitzchok Avinu's good parts went to Yaakov. The impure parts came out and were in Esav Harusha. And that's why Esav Harusha, that was the middah of Ritzicha. Reb Tzudok HaKohen writes a Moedike Yisod, which is a chizit for many people today, in the Sefer Tzidkes HaTzadik. This is an Ois Mem Dalet. Mi sheyeshloi tashika gedoyle letavas hagif. Somebody who has an abundance, a great yetzer hara, a great tava for tavas hagif, whether it should be aroyas, whether it should be macholis asiris, all forms of self-indulgence. Al yis atziv bezeh lachshev kama pugim hi sheyeshloi tashika kolkach. He shouldn't regard himself as a failure, feel depressed, upset, how I am, unfortunately, I'm a good for nothing. My Yetzer is always trying to destroy me, and everything that goes in front of my eyes, suddenly the guy has to have it, and he can't control himself, and he has to have this, and it's a simon, what a low neshoma he is. Zuk Reb Tzudok HaKohen, ki Adarabba, just the opposite. He klimichen letoikef ahavas v'teshikas derishas ho'emes. This is a simon that this person is capable of achieving great heights, great potential. He has inside him great koichas. They just have to be tuned right and have to be channeled into the right way. Those people who are cold, nothing switches them on, nothing gets them going. Those are the same type of people who, when they go to a drusha and everybody's got a moedei kisoiris, they will come out of there totally cold and nothing. It's the people who, they are the people who quickly, they can't take a nisoira for the wrong things, they can just as quickly get nisoira for the right things. They just have to make sure to channel those tavas, those nisoiras, that abundance which of things which they have inside them have to be utilized in the correct way, channeled in the correct way, and then they will come out in the correct way. So Zukra Psuda Kakoyin, if you are somebody who you are the high savama mensch, everything gets you going, that's a simon that you can, if you want, you can be usud legedila. It just needs to be channeled in the correct way. Zug the Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh now, this is the pshat in the pusik, ve'ich ish ki yikachas achoysoi. Somebody is mazana with his sister. How is this possible? A person should be mazana with his sister? Nonsen v'shigi gavon? The answer is, tells us the Torah, chesed hi. This person has inside him such an abundance of this middah of chesed, of gemilas chasudim, of ahav inside him, that has overcome even the natural borders, the normal instincts, ad kidei kach, something which is totally abnormal, a person should be mezana with his sister, he will go ahead and do it. Why? Chesed hi, because he has this great abundance of chesed inside him. This is a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov. Now, Zuk the Shulchan Rebbe as follows. We know the Rabbein Shloilem has different names. One of the names of the Rabbein Shloilem is the name Kael. Is the name Kael, is that a name of Hashem which is a Midas Harachmim Dika name? Or is that the name of Hashem which is associated with punishment? So we know, a Pusik in Tehillim and Kapitel Nin Beis, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim. The name Kael is associated with Midas HaRachmim. And we say it in the Yid Gimel Midas HaRachmim, Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Rachim V'chanan. Kael is the name of Hashem associated with Rachmim. Similarly, we find a Pusik, Boruch Avram, LeKael Elyon, Vayikra Shom, B'Shem Hashem, Kael Oilam. Yet we find another Pusik, also in Tehillim, Kapitel Zayim, Kael Zoyim b'chol yoim. The Rabbi Hashem is angry every single day. And the Pusik uses the name of Hashem, Kael. The question is Kael the Midas Hadin? Chesed Kael Zoyim b'chol yoim? Or is it Midas Harachmim? Chesed Kael b'chol yoim? So we find the Gemara. We all know the Gemara, the Chazal tell us that Bilam was Yodeya Das Elyon. Bilam knew the Rega Kememra every single day when the Rabbein Shloilem is angry with Klal Yisrael, angry with the world. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brochas and Daf Zayin as follows. On this Pusik, V'keil Zoyim, Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. The Rabbein Shloilem is angry every single day. Freik the Gemara, v'kama zamoi, how long does the anger of the Rabbi Shem last for per day? Zuk the says the Gemara, rega echad mechameshes ribi v'shmoines alufim v'shmoine meyos v'shmoinim ishmoine shebasho. 58,888 parts of an hour, which in our language means 163rd of a second. That's the leg. That's not a half a second, not a quarter of a second, not a hundredth, 163rd of a second. Carries on the Gemara, v'zirega, v'ein kol beri yachoyle lechavnois shulchit mibilam. Nobody could work out when this 163rd of a second takes place during the day, except for Bilam. חץ מבילה מרושה, תכסיב בי וידי הדס עליון. והי נידום לי נובל ישרול. This is what the Novi told Klal Yisrool. עמי זכונו מיוץ בולוק, מלך בוי, אמר אונה אויסה בילם בן בוי, למען דס צדקס השם. Know the greatness, the צדקס השם that he did with Klal Yisrool, that although Bilam was able to work out when the second was, and if he would have cursed in that second, that would have been the end. Omer Rebeluzom Lemakosh Baruch Yisrael, De'i Kamet Tzedukas Asisi Imuchem. Know how many tzedukas I performed with you, Shloiko Asti B'mei Bilam, that I never became angry in those times of Bilam. She'ili Ko Asti, says the Baruch, if I would have had that rega kememra, Loi Nishtaya Misonem Shal Yisrael Sulit Bepulit. There wouldn't have remained a single yid, would not have survived the clueless from Bilam. So the Rebbein Shem every single day is angry for 163rd of 1 second, and the Rebbein Shem did a moedik chesed leman tzidkos Hashem. In those days, he did not become angry. Frek the Rebbe, why does the Rebbein Shem get angry every single day? For what? For why? And why is this called a chesed? The Rebbein Shem didn't become angry, and the pasuk uses kel zoyim b'chol yoyim. So zuk the Rebbe a gavaldige yisod as follows. According to this vote of the Baal Shem Tov, we know we have on one hand, we have taka the middos, which are the middos b'kedisha. We have on the other hand, the middos, which are middos, and the opposite end, which are the tzad hatima. We have got to channel our middos. We're supposed to have in ourselves the middos of chesed. We're supposed to have in ourselves the middos of ahava. But unfortunately, those middos can very, very quickly, easily, unfortunately, end up on the wrong side and become misused. So what keeps the world in check? What keeps the world in balance that the middah of ahava shouldn't unfortunately spill over to the wrong side of things? That's why the Rebbein Shalom is angry every single day, because the middah of kas is what keeps in check that our abundance of ahava, of chesed, shouldn't overspill in the wrong way. So the Rebbein Shalom every day is zoyim b'chol yoyim. And this is be'etzem a chesed from the Rebbein Shalom. So although the middah of the name of Hashem Keil is used always by chesed, chesed keil kol yoyim, in this particular instance it's used keil zoyim b'chol yoyim, because this in itself is a chesed from the Rebbein Shalom to make sure the middah of ahava doesn't spill over. So the Rebbein Shloilem is angry every single day, and that keeps us in place. Bilam wanted to come along and to curse Klal Yisrael and to utilize that 1 second. So the Rebbein Shloilem removed that anger, that 163rd of a second of anger, the Rebbein Shloilem removed it. Comes along now Bilam. Bilam is searching for that rega kememra, that split second of anger, and he can't find it because the Rebbein Shem isn't angry. So Bilam tries to curse Klal Yisrael and it doesn't work. It doesn't work because he can't find it. Says now Bilam to Bullock, I've looked for this rega kememra, I've looked for this split second, it's not here. Va'ato hini hoylech la'ami lechu iatzchos Bilam, I'm going to advise you, says Rashi, I'm going to give you an etza how to be machshel Klal Yisrael through the idea of Znis. Why didn't Bilam think of this idea in the beginning? He knew that in the beginning, says the Rebbe, it would never have worked. It wouldn't have worked because the mid of Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim would have stopped Klal Yisrael being enticed by the Mois B'nois Moyev. Therefore, Bilam knew all along, this Eitza will not go. It won't work. This is what protects Klal Yisrael from the mid of Chesed, which we have naturally inside us, being channeled in the wrong way. But Bilam suddenly saw that there's no Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. The Boishim had removed it in order to protect Klal Yisrael. Says Bilam, there's no anger from the Rebbein Shloilem. It's oy bazoy. I'm going to come along. Lechu, ato, now I've found that there's no Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. I've got a different strategy. I've got a different plan. Now the time is ripe. I can come along and be machshel them. And that's exactly what happened. Normally, Yidden would never have given in. It doesn't add up to us. How could it be 200,000 Yidden should be nechshel in such a terrible aveira? It just doesn't add up. We can't understand it. This is the Dodea, Yidden Makabel Torah. Have Moshe Rabbeinu standing in front of you and you go off with Mazanu Benoi. It just doesn't add up. You can't understand it. The answer is because when the middle of Ahava and the middle of Chesed is not put in check and there are no boundaries, there's no knowing where things can end up going, how far things can remove. We always have to have something to put things in check. And we know today with even with Kiruv organizations, there are Kiruv organizations who are very involved, being Makariv, all Yidden, men, women, boys and girls, Gevaldig being Makariv Yidden. And this Kiruv, it's a nemsach, it comes from a mid of Ahava, feeling achrayis for fellow Yid, feeling Ahava for fellow Yid, feeling sorry for fellow Yid. I want to help them because I care for them. However, we need to have the proper procedures in place to check that the Ahava and the Chesed, it goes only ad kan and it doesn't carry on, because if it carries on, it spills over, one doesn't know where it will end up. Now we understand the pshat and the pusuk of the Chalkiv Rebbe. Pinchos ben Eluza ben Ana Koyin, Heshiv es Chamusi. He brought back my anger, says Rashi. What does it mean, brought back my anger? Benokma es Nikmusi, because es Haketzev Shahoya Liliksoif. The anger which I should have been angry, the question was it not enough? The anger of the Rebbein Shalom, 200,000 Yidden are dead, is that not enough? What more was it supposed to be? The answer is because Rebbein Shalom's anger of Kael Zoyim Bechol Yoyim, which should have been there, and which couldn't be there because of Bilam, so now the Yidden were left defenseless. Pinchas ben Eluza ben Ana Koyin, through his actions, Heshiv es Chamusi, he brought back the Ketzev Shahoyeli Liksev, and this was what held Klal Yisrael now in check, and they realized. And this was the Chesed which the Rabbeinu was thanking Pinchas for doing. This is the vod which Mazai the Chalkiv Rebbe said over. And I once heard from Agun Rav Modcha Oyebach Shlita, from Eretz Yisrael, a son of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, he told me his father once saw this vod, and he was so bespalas from this vod. He says, this vod is a beautiful tzirif for a chassidische ge'oynes, must be zan this pusik. The Sforim quote, in the name of the Zoyar Kudosh, that when Pinchas ben Eluza took his spear to kill Cosby and Zimri, steht in Zoyar Kudosh, nis'abra bepinchas nishmas nudav and avi. That the neshumas of Nudav and Havi, when this Abra came into the body of Pinchas Beshas Masa when he killed Zimri in Cosby, as we state in Zoya HaKudosh. And the various Mephoshim explain each one Lefi Darkoi, what's the connection, how suddenly do Nudav and Havi, why do they come along, what's what they got to do here with this story. Zukta Chedish Harim a Gevaltig Yisod. We know there are many people we see around us who take the law into their own hands. And they do things which, in their eyes, they're doing things, kanuim, l'shem shemaim, whether it should be in this inyan or that inyan. Kanuim, l'shem shemaim. Now, I'm not speaking about those people who come with ulterior motives, I'm not speaking about those people at all, fandein and etmanish. I'm speaking about those who mean it taka l'shem shemaim, and they mean it 100% l'shem shemaim. But they take the law into their own hands. But I'm speaking about people who are great people, who they mean it with the most sincere motives. They're no self-gain. They're not doing it because they're chas v'shulim, people who are azepunim chas v'shulim. They're not doing it from bad reasons. They're doing it of the purest of intentions. But they take the law into their own hands. Is it right or is it wrong? So we find by Nudav V'Avi, who can be greater than Nudav V'Avi that Moshe Rabbeinu said about them? It's written, "Bikroi v'Akudesh." They were even greater than me and you, said Moshe to Ana Kohen. Nudav V'Avi were the greatest of the great. And when they came to do the Avoid Rish Chodesh Nissan, the first day of the Hakumas HaMishkan, says the Torah, "Bekarvutham lifnei Hashem vayomisi." They came so close to the Rebbein Shalom, Pachon Nishmusam. We have no Hasuga in the greatness of Nudav Avi. And yet, something went wrong, and they were Nifta. Why were they nifter? What did they do wrong? Tells us the pusik, Vayakrivi lifnei Hashem, eish zora. They brought an eish zora, asheloi siva oisom. They took the law into their own hands. They should have taken the eish, tells us Chazal, they should have taken the eish from the ketoris. They should have lit a fire from the ketoris. They didn't. They lit their own fire. They thought that was better, that was greater for them to bring their own, do their own thing. It was done with the greatest of kavuna, the greatest of yechidim, the highest level, which we have no hasoga. But yet, says Rabbi Yisham, I wasn't happy. It's an eish zora ashaloy tziva oisam, and they were nifta. This week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, Pinchas again is somebody else who takes the law into his own hands. Because we know the halacha of kanuim poigim boy is halacha ve'ein moirin kein. Ein moirin kein means you've taken the law into your own hands. But the halacha is halacha ve'ein moirin kein. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, yes, go ahead, I'm telling you, I'm asking you, go ahead and do it. Halucha the ain moinka. You want krainus the igus ila have pranka. You want to do it, you can do it. You're allowed to do it. He didn't tell him you are machuiv to do it. So halucha the ain moinka. So he took the law into his own hands. However, here by Pinchas it was different because although the halucha is ain moinka, but what he did was actually correct because this is the halucha. It's a halucha of the ain moinka. So we have Nudav Avi, who took the law into their own hands, tells us the Torah, this is the Eish Zorah. Asher lo tziva Hashem oisam. The Rosh Hashem was not happy. Here Pinchas took the law into his own hands, but the Rosh Hashem was happy, because this is Halacha, although the Ein Moirin came. Zuk the Chedish Arim, now we understand why the Neshum of Nudav and Avihi came along together into the body of Pinchas. Because the action of Pinchas, the Kanuas of Pinchas, which was a Halacha, although the Ein Moirin came, this was a Tikkun for the actions of Nudav Avi, which was something, Eishzor Asheloi Tziv Hashemoysam. And this is an important yesod. When is kanoas good, and when is kanoas not good? I once heard from the Biyana Rebbe Shlita, a gewaldige gewalt. We see here in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us that Pinchas ben Eluzar ben Anakon heishivis chamusi ma'al b'nei Yisrael. We need to understand how does this work. Boishim is angry with all of Klal Yisrael, comes along one individual, Pinchas, and through his private personal actions, he has come along and removed the anger from all of Klal Yisrael. Are Klal Yisrael connected with his actions? Somehow his actions is a kapura for all of Klal Yisrael. How on earth is his actions misyachis back to the rest of Klal Yisrael? So if we look at the end of last week's Pasha, steht in the Pusik, Vaya Pinchas ben Eluz ben Anakoin, Vayukam mitoichu Eida. An unusual word. The Torah tells us that Pinchas got up mitoy chueda. Why does the Torah write these words mitoy chueda? It should say vayukam vayikach roi mach biyudai. What does it mean vayukam mitoy chueda? And similarly in this week's parsha, Pinchas ben Eluzar ben Anakoin heishes chamusim abasol bekanos kinusi besoy chom. What's this word? Besoy chom. It should just say bekanos kinusi v'loy chelisi es b'nei Yisrael bekinusi. At gezuk de biyana Rebbe amoydik yisod. There are times when a person is a kanui, for example here by the story of Pinchas, that Pinchas looked around him. He saw other people were scared to do it or didn't know what to do. And he realized, I will be the shliach of the tzibah. Vayukam Pinchas mitoy chueda. Although he was the kanui, he knew his actions will be with the haskuma of the eder. Even if Peshas Maaseh they didn't understand, they will understand afterwards. They will realize afterwards what he did was correct. Says the Torah, Pinchas ben Eluza nakan heishes chamusi bekams kenusi besoicham. His actions were besoicham. This was done with the understanding, with the haskuma of Klal Yisrael. Such a type of kanuas, when a kanuas is done, that you are the individual, but you're not coming to act on your own. And kal v'chomer, you're not coming to act against the wishes of the tzibur. You are the shliach tzibur. You're acting on their behalf. Then taka v'yachapal b'nei Yisrael. But if you have a kanui who goes and does his own thing, not only does he not act as a shliach of the tzibur, but just the opposite. The tzibur is not masking with what he's doing. They're annoyed with him, what he's doing. There's no way that his actions can somehow be a kapur on council because he doesn't represent them. So therefore he's not acting on their behalf. Pinchas could only be an emissar kanui because it was vayukam Pinchas mitoich hu'eda. And we find the same yesod, the same vort is written from the Kotzke Rebbe in the Chovetz Chaim. In Sedoim Avrum Avini gebeten illa yesh Chamishim tzaddikim besoy choir. Frek the Kotzke Rebbe in the Chovetz Chaim. What state in the pusik Davka Avrum Avini said? I'm asking. Ela yesh chamishim tzaddikim besoy choir. What's pshat besoy choir? In order for these 50 tzaddikim to save Sodom, it wasn't enough just merely that they lived in Sodom. We know under the communists when they banished Torah and Yiddishkeit. So there are lots of Yidden who were moise nefesh to keep Torah and Yiddishkeit, but they couldn't keep it with the Hesia. They had to go into hiding. Everything had to be concealed from the authorities. So although there might have been Chamishim Tzadikim in Moscow, or in Leningrad, or Bialystok, whoever should be the Chamishim Tzadikim, when you walked along the road, you couldn't see them, you couldn't find them, they didn't exist, they were vanished, because they were all in hiding, they were concealed. If in Sodom there are Chamishim Tzadikim, but they all have to go into hiding to be Tzadikim, they won't be able to save Sodom. At Avrum Avini gezukt, illa yesh Chamishim Tzadikim besoichoi. If there are 50 Tzadikim, and walk along the Sodom, you can see on the main road, there are Tzadikim walking along. Those type of people, they can be Matzel Sodom. But if there are Chamishim Tzadikim, but they're all in hiding, you can have 1,000 tzaddikim. You won't be able to save Sodom. And this is the Zelbi Yisod. Vayukam Pinchas mitoy chueida. It was only taka mitoy chueida. That was what saved. That was what saved Klal Yisrael. Rashi says that the Shutim were Mavaza Pinchas. Harisim ben Pitizeh. You saw this fellow is Zayda Yisroi. Mafatim agulim lavoida zura. The Torah came and told him, don't forget, no. What he did was, not because there's an einikol of Yisroi, he did what he did, being an einikol of Arna Koyin. So because the Shvutim couldn't understand it, of Arna Koyin, Hillel says, heaven matamid of Shulana Koyin, oyev shulem, veroid of shulem, oyev sabriyas. This is the way an einikol of Arna Koyin behaves. It cannot be. It just doesn't add up. Zuktemur v'shumash, a gewaltige Wort. Zuktemur v'shumash, that some, the Mishnah says, Hevim atamidav shal anakoin, oyev shulem v'roidev shulem. We understand what it means, oyev shulem. What does it mean, roidev shulem? So we like to translate, roidev shulem means to run after peace. But that's not the literal translation. A roidev shulem is somebody who's a roidev the shulem. He's being roidev the shulem, i.e. he's making machloikas. So what does it mean? You should be an oyev shulem, and you should be a roidev shulem. Zuktemur v'shumash. Sometimes a person has to be an oyev shulem, and sometimes you have to be a roidev shulem. Here, Pinchas realized that in order to save Klal Yisrael, one has to take drastic action. You have to do a maaseh kanuas to be a roidev shulem. So the shvutim can understand it. This is the way an einikol of Arna Koyin behaves. It just doesn't add up. Tells us the Torah, yo, you don't know who Pinchas was. Pinchas ben Eluza ben Arna Koyin. Pinchas was an einikol of Arna Koyin, who Arna Koyin sometimes, as he was an oyev shulem, sometimes he was a roidev shulem. And as Zoi state in the Ksav Sofer, in Parshas Emoi, the same pshat in oyev shulim veroyev shulim, and azoy shrab the chidon is perish of mesechtes uvas, and azoy shteit in degel machne frayim pashas achreimois b'shem the bal shem tov akudish. All say the same pshat. Sometimes a person has to be a oyev shulim, and sometimes a person has to be a roidev shulim. And I found the Zelbi Yisod is written in Orchis Sadikim. In Orchis Sadikim, in Shah Lushan Hora, writes the Orchis Sadikim a groisa chiddush. Pa'omim shalushan hora mitzvah. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to speak lushan hora. Kegoin shnei reshuim shenis yatsi lasis ru. You have two reshuim who they're plotting together to make some type of evil, whatever it should be, something bad against other people. Mita ligroim belushan hora sheyisni ze ezeh. It's mita through lushan hora to cause that they should hate each other. You go over to Riva and you say to Riva, you know, you think Shimon's your friend. Shimon hates you. He's plotting against you. You go to Shimon and you say to Shimon, you think Riva loves you? Riva can't stand you. He's stealing from you. He's doing things against you. V'yasi ra lezeh lezeh, shlo yasi ra letoivim. It's a mitzvah, says the Orchis Tzadikim, to come along and speak lushan hara about them, to make that Riva and Shimon should hate each other, and thereby save everybody else. So this is what the Torah tells us, that sometimes, just like a person has to be an oyev shulam, you have to be a roidev shulam. And this was the action of Pinchas. Pinchas was a roidev shulam in order to save Klal Yisroel. Today, Chof Aleph Tammuz is one of the great Yodzeiten in Eretz Yisroel, and has the Stefan Neshter Rebbe. His name was Bavrul Matsiu. He was an einikel of the Heilige Rishna. His kever is one of the greatest kavurim, with the most people going to it in Eretz Yisroel. Tens of thousands of Yidden go there today on the Yudzat and throughout the year. Moedike Yeshias, Rabbi Avraham Matzisu ben Rabbi Nachum Nochum Schis Yungleini, was a famous Rebbe before the war, an Einikel from the Rizhna. He's buried in the Beis HaChaim, Nachlas Yitzchak in Tel Aviv. Today is his Yudzat, and I want to say over one vod from him, the very few divrei Torah from him, because he spoke very little. I saw this vod, it's written Mamish Betachlis HaKitzer, B'chuna Halpun Zechon Evruch in his Sefer. Imre Chayin quotes it. He heard it from the Skelen, the Rebbe B'Shem, the Stefan Eshter Rebbe. And when I saw it the first time, I didn't really understand it. And then I found it in the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer elaborates on it, and he brings out, and then I understood this vod, what the Stefan Eshter Rebbe says. Chasam Sofer writes as follows, and I've seen this kash in a number of Sforim. Why were the Shvutim being Mevaza Pinchas? Did the Shvutim not understand? Was it not enough? 200,000 people had already died. Is that not enough? And you come along now with Taanus. He stopped the Bageifa and Mahotnoch Taanus of Pinchas. What on earth were they thinking? How could they possibly think? Sometimes people have Taanus when they don't understand what has somebody done. He's gone and done some Avildazach, and you don't understand what's the justification for his actions. Where is he coming from? He hasn't improved the situation. People have Taanus. But when 200,000 people have died, and you see suddenly it stopped, you say thank you very much, you've saved the day. What were the Shvutim thinking? Why were they being Mavaza Pinchas? This is a kasha which many Mefoshim ask. Comes along the Chasam Sofer and he quotes the Uvas de Reb Nosson, Bashas, the story of the Asura Hariga Malchus, when Rabbi Shim Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel were taken out to be killed al Kiddush Hashem, steht in Uvas Rabbi Nosson in Perek Lamed Ches, Hoy Rabbi Shim Gamliel Yoshev Atoy Bedatoy, he was sitting and wondering, Vo'oyma, Oy Luni, woe is to us that we've been killed like common criminals, like Mechalis Shabusas, Ikaoivdik Echovim, Megala Royis, Omelo Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, do you want me to give you a reason why I think you're about to be killed like this? He said, yes, please tell me. Now again, this is only for the Boshim is Badakti B'Tzadikim Kechit HaSara. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said back to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, to Rabbi Gamliel, Sheme kashayisa yoshiva dorish baha bayis. Perhaps once when you're sitting in the base Hamigdash, giving a drusha, Vahoyi kol oichlisa yisrul yoshim lefenecho, and you saw in front of you all Klal Yisrael is sitting and listen to you. You're the Rabban shel Yisrul. Perhaps Efsha Zuchadat Cholecha, you felt a second of pride, of self enjoyment, of feeling important. Omalo Yishmuel, he said, Michan Udim Shekablis Pigoy, now I'm taka Michan to be Makabel. You've given me a reason. We see Rabban Shimon Gamaliel and Rabbi Shmuel about to be killed at Kiddush Shem. And this has given a reason why they've been killed. Because they had a second, perhaps might have been somehow slightly proud, conceited. Suk the Chasam Soif as follows. Who was greater than Pinchas? We signed here the Torah. The boy in the Shloilim said, V'yedab Hashem el Moshe Leimoy. Tell Klal Yisrael. What an amazing feat Pinchas ben Eluza has done. We don't find anyone in the Torah that a boy should tell Klal Yisrael in such a way that you should know Pinchas ben Eluza ben Anakoin, Heishivas Chamusi Baal ben Yisrael. He's the one single-handedly who has saved the entire Klal Yisrael for annihilation. If not for him, there wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael. So there could be a chashash somehow that Pinchas might have the slightest little thought of gava, of feeling proud of what he's done. At the end of the day, he saved the entire Klal Yisrael. The Shvutim were very worried about this. So what did they do? They came along and L'shem Shamayim, Zuk D'chasam Soifa, they were Mavaza Pinchas. They mocked him in order to make sure that he shouldn't lose this Moedei Kamala which he just achieved. We know that Reb Meir Premishlan attachment Damon Mariv, Vahusa Sutan of Funaini Emachareini. Please motion, take away the Sutan before us and after us. Before us we understand the Sutan comes to tell us, don't do the mitzvah. Machareini, you've done already. Shandunuch, what was Kinshanzan? The answer is if you're proud of what you've done, you lose the Schaha Mitzvah. So the Sultan doesn't give up. He didn't win before you did the mitzvah, he doesn't give up. But who's the Sultan Mufanaini? If it's not Mufanaini, he tries Machareini. So Zug the Chasam Soifer, this is what he tried. This fort steht ochet in the Seif Imrechaim b'shem the Shtefer Neshter Rebbe. Now the Shtefer Neshter Rebbe adds on one knight which steht nisht in the Chasam Soifer. Says the Rashi, that's why bu hakusa v'yochsoi acha haren. The Torah comes along v'yochsoi achan, and therefore what? Zug the Shtefer Neshter Rebbe as follows. The Torah is made on the greatness of Pinchas. You don't have to worry, Klausel. You were mevazah him because you thought that perhaps, Take, he might become proud, he might be conceited. You don't realize who Pinchas is. Pinchas ben Eluza ben Ana Koyin. Pinchas ben Eluza didn't have even the slightest machshuva of gavus, of feeling proud. There's no need to be mevazah him. We understand why Klausel did what they did. We understand where the coming from. But there's no need to do that to Pinchas. Pinchas ben Eluza of the Shtefer Neshter Rebbe, you know why he wasn't proud? Because he looked at himself, I'm a nobody. What I'm doing is I'm pushing the shliach of my Zayda Aha. And this is what I saw by my father. This is what I learned by my grandfather. It's not me. Everything I received from my Zaydas. And can just add on to that one more final thing. We know on the Shchodesh Nissan, when Ana Koyen did the Avoid the first time, Shteit Napusik, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Ana Koyen, Kravela Mizbeya, says Rashi, Shahoya Boish Veyurei Legeshes. Ana Koyen held himself, Ich bin a Shrui, I should do the Avoida, I'm a nobody, Ich bin a Shrui. He didn't want to do the Avoida. Moshe Rabbein had to come along and stip him, Ana Koyen, do the Avoida, you're Rui. So the Pusik, Bova, Kusav Yochsa Achaharen, Pinchas ben Eluza, Ana Koyen. You don't have to worry about Pinchas having any thoughts of being conceited. As a Einikel from Ana Koyen, just like Ana Koyen had this mid of Baishunis at sich gehalten Shrui. Similar Pinchas, and that's why the actions of Pinchas were so great. Not only was he Matzel Klal Yisrael, but his everything he did was taka. He didn't feel himself proud, he didn't feel himself important, and that's why his chis stays ad hayoyim hazeh.